Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
We're in a very nice room with an echo. It's Jay Stu. I'm here with Danielle.
Hey, what's up, guys?
The Wonder Librarian.
Getting hypnotized by the rainbow in here.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I actually like it. Purple rainbow colors coming down the wall.
Trippy.
Yeah. I'm looking at the sky.
You're getting hypnotized.
Da, da, da.
We should mention that for his 23rd appearance, we do have the mighty Alfonso here with us.
Almighty.
Oh, yes. My God. The mighty Alfonso.
Yeah, you got different levels to your mighty now.
My God. This is kind of like a Pokemon evolution, eh?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go evolution. So you catch an Alfonso years ago, and then, now you got so many candy, you're feeling so much candy, but now you had like a little bit of chubbier version of Alfonso.
I think it's hilarious that you know the rules of that game.
I just learned a lot just in that one little section right there.
Well, it's fun.
Yeah.
But we're very, very, very happy to be here at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival 2016.
Yes.
Thanks for having us again.
Well, you guys, it was such a slice to have you here. I hope that you enjoyed your day.
Oh,
I mean, for sure.
Yes.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I mean, there was pizza for you guys, for everybody.
Chips.
There was chips. We have treats,
cookies,
coffee, tea. We have some drinks. Next year, we're like looking to have some alcoholic. No. That would be fantastic. But no, it's in the library, right?
Yeah.
Cambridge after dark.
What happens?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But you had a few obstacles this year. Mainly, you had way more guests than last year.
Yeah, well, you know what? We were really lucky this year. The whole fact that we suddenly have 37 exhibitors in the library from that was 19, almost 20 from last year. It's such a good step, right? So
yeah.
I love it. I mean, that is it's good. That shows the work that the libraries are doing, and it shows the spirit of the show that it is what it is. It's like I've been saying all day, this is a token, this is a card, a thank you card for all those artists that they support me throughout the year. We work together, and I see them, that they try to put their work out, and they don't find the places where you can have an actual place where you can exhibit your work.
Yeah.
And have a spot because it's too expensive or because it's too far or because.
Yeah.
So then I try to cut out of all those becauses, and then you have your table is for free. It's a free table.
Yeah.
It's an art show where you're going to be displaying your artwork as a showcase of your art.
Well, I like the library as the venue because it's like people are coming in anyways, and we've had a lot of kids here and stuff, and I think it's just great. And they're trying to do a lot of outreach as well, bring in artists and stuff like so.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Right? So then let's say, yes, we're taking a little bit of the formula of other events that previously being used in the same type of formula, but our show definitely has that little feeling of not being overwhelmed, like super big.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it exactly. I think that we just find the size that we want to run it. That's the way that we're going to run it, and we're going to keep it that way. So,
yeah. You get a really nice lineup with a layout today with everybody. Everyone was set up great. Nice job.
I'm really happy. I mean, the main thing is that you guys as exhibitors, the other artists that are showing up their work, they like it. As long as they're happy, then I can go home and then sit and relax and watch Family Guy for 3 hours. Right?
You should be very proud because everyone we talked to today loved it.
Awesome. Yeah, and they like the intimate setting of it because I guess we were comparing like bigger shows versus this, and it's just like they like being able to talk to people. A lot of them mentioned that it was nice having all the kids come and talk to them and stuff.
Yes.
So it is
really good.
Well received, yeah.
And then you as a librarian, you know,
work
involved to work with an actual with a library.
Yes,
that
for sure.
Is a lot of work. You have to go through different departments to have a specific type of space set up, and then move certain stuff. So then it was a lot of work. So then, but at the end of the day, again, like I said, you can see it there.
Yeah, excellent.
That's great. That's so great.
That's awesome. That being said, you're going to be at Fan Expo?
I'm going to be at Fan Expo. It's so many other things are going up around. So, for instance, That being said, also we are putting together the documentary.
Right.
You remember that we talked about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then we are really actively promoting that documentary where we're showing the process of how to create a comic book and how to do everything. Then we have the second documentary running around the school, Heroes Manufactured, who is covering all the stuff on the comic book world, right? That talks to from the biggest stars to like small guys like me. And I'm actively promoting and helping them to succeed on their goal. I think that we're doing really good. We are just reaching the end of the filming part, like production part.
Yeah.
Now it comes the part of like promoting and doing other stuff that the director and the whole team, they have to like take care of. You guys are like my small little family.
Oh, you too, man.
Yeah. Like every show, I mean, even if we don't have these 5, 10, 20 minutes to talk,
right,
it always becomes that intimate part where we can actually talk about it and we know that we're there, that we know that we support each other in events and shows. Actually, I will be at the Geekery.
We just confirmed that today.
Yes.
Dude, thanks for having us. Like I said, it was a fantastic show. I've been hyping it all year. So
I know.
I've heard lots of positive things.
Well, now, Daniel, what do you think?
Why do I think?
About the show.
Oh, what do I think? Oh, I loved it. I had a great time. Well, being a librarian, it was nice to be in a library and see what was going on and see all the kids enjoying themselves. And it was a nice little atmosphere. I really enjoyed it. I like the smaller shows a lot, actually.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Thumbs up.
All right. Well, thanks, man. And I'm sure we'll see you at Fan Expo.
Yes, sir.
And if it's not too crazy in the artist alley, maybe we'll do number 24 next week.
Dude, you know what? I'm not going anywhere until we reach number 45.
All right, well, how about 50? That's a milestone.
Let's do 60 then.
How about 100?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do 100.
All right, Alfonso. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate everything.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for coming, guys.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.